All right, Merry Christmas. You guys going to miss me? I've already been called a Grinch and a Scrooge today. No, that was from the people that love me. Anyway, we had a good practice today. We got a chance to get outside. I thought it was good that we went out there and got on the grass. It's good for our legs and kind of get refreshed and start moving on to Chicago.
What has to be the outlook to be successful this week, especially after the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, we got to play a lot better defensively. We got to play a lot better than we did the last time we played them. We didn't play very good offensively the first time we played them. you know, we've got to do a good job of protecting the quarterback. You know, they've got some good rushers up front. Defensively, we've got to do obviously a lot better job in coverage than we did. But you know, Forte is a heck of a back, and we've got to do a great job with him. And they've blocked 3 field goals, and we've had 2 blocked this year. So all those areas are important.
Were you disappointed you didn't have any Pro Bowlers named yesterday? And if so, who do you think, you know, at least should have made it on the initial run?
You know, I honestly do not worry about that kind of stuff. Throughout my career, there's been several guys who I thought should have made it that didn't, and you know, it's just the way it is. And usually when your team is successful, you get a lot more Pro Bowlers. So anyway,
Teddy Bridgewater appeared to show, you know, a lot of the attribute you guys like on that 24-yard completion to Greg on Sunday. As you look back on the play, I mean, what kind of qualities about Teddy kind of stood out on that throw to you?
The one on the third down, the touchdown pass. Well, he put in a spot that only the receiver could get it. Was first. He came off the other side of the coverage to come back over there to Greg, and his timing on it was really fantastic. And so all those things are really, you know, and that was a great throw. But the 3rd and 14 or 3rd and 13 that he threw to Jennings also, he had to avoid the rush, step up, and actually was kind of thrown off his back foot on the one. And that was a great throw as well. So,
yeah,
that was a great throw. The other one you're talking about was to his right. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep seeing all those things, the way he moves in the pocket, steps up, and guy's coming, and he ends up not really stepping into the throw, but putting it in there. And, you know, Norv talks a lot about throwing hard with an arc, and on both those 2 balls he did. I know everybody talks about arm strength and all that stuff, but it's about putting the ball on the money, and that's what he's done the last few weeks.
So how hard do you think it will be for the Bears to bench a guy and then to go back to him and say, hey, we need you to win this last game?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, you know, there's probably a lot of guys on the team that, from what I understand, and I probably shouldn't even be commenting on these things, but, you know, that wanted Cutler anyway. So, you know, I do believe most professional athletes, they understand they have a job to do, and they try to go out and do it. So, I don't know. I don't know that I've been in that situation to comment on it.
What have you seen from Teddy in the pocket, and just kind of the way that, you know, he's gotten out and been willing to run a few times, but he's really kind of stayed strong inside the pocket, even against pressure?
Yeah, he's done the touchdown he threw to Jarius. I mean, he had people all over him. And shot it in there. I think he's got a great feel in the pocket. He looks downfield, but he's got that peripheral vision where he sees the guy on the right coming up the field, and so he steps up and maybe moves a little bit to his right to buy himself a little bit more time. There was a scramble early in the ball game. That he came out to his right and scrambled and then hit I don't know, hit the running back or receiver. I can't. Somebody coming across the middle. You know, things like that. But and you don't see those things as much in practice because we're staying away from them. So you tend to see those a lot more during the game. And he really, you know, a guy that can do those things in the pocket, it adds to the offensive lineman. It adds to the chance to get the ball down the field more. And the second thing that he's got, and he does it every day in practice, every day in the walkthrough, he goes through his progressions. He throws the ball, and then you'll see him, okay, I got a check down here, and I got a spot route over here or whatever. And that's the other thing he's doing well, too, is when things break down the field, he's not afraid to find the check down and get it to a back that has a chance to make it a 3 or 4 or 5 yard gain.
Keel, is there any time where you've seen him, you know, get really excited or animated or nervous, any of those emotions?
No, he's like the anti-me. No, he's very calm all the time. He's very even tempered. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen him upset. That you can visually see, and I have not seen it.
You see anything in the film that indicated to you that the heat had something to do with the ability of Miami to keep making plays on you to win it?
I don't know that it was the heat, to be honest with you. I think we didn't play very good, but we didn't play very good early, and that's what – I mean, I'd like to say it was the heat, and we ran out of gas. I think there was times during the game that we looked fatigued some, but it was at stages in the game where it didn't show up. I think we were frustrated. I think we were wondering what the heck was going on more so than the conditions were. To me, that's what I think. Because there was a couple guys, first and second play of the game, that weren't playing like they normally play. So I don't know if it was and sometimes that happens. It's the way we practice, but we've been practicing good, so I've thrown that out. I've tried to figure it out. Sometimes they work extra in pregame and because of the heat or something like that, but I don't know. It's surprising to me that early in the ball game we did not play with the same energy that we normally do, and then I think we got flustered and frustrated as the more it went on, and that was me included.
Teddy, can you talk about the importance of this game coming up? Brian was just talking about it a little bit. Momentum for next season, good taste in your mouth, obviously. If you lose, you're last in the division and, don't win a division game and that sort of thing.
We're approaching this game like it was the first game of the year. It's no different to us, other than it is a division opponent. It's nice to talk about going into the next season with momentum and all that, but honestly, with free agency now and the way teams change from one week to another, every team you play could be completely different, and our team could be different, who knows. But I do know that I think it's important for this football team that we go out and we play good, we play smart, we win. Because I appreciate all the effort and focus and everything that this team has done since I've walked in here. So it's good. To me, it's more about reaping the benefits of the things that we've tried to do throughout the course of the year. Sure, I'd like to win a division game. Sure, I'd like, to win this. But to me, it's more about the people in the locker room and how they've tried to do the things I've asked him to do.
It seemed like on a few of those rushes on Sunday where Everson and Brian would kind of take an angle towards the quarterback and then stop. Is that to kind of stay home and guard against some of those screens they're throwing?
Well, they did throw a lot of screens. Some of it was that they were getting the ball out so quick and they had to come out. But, you know, there was a couple times that we got to the edge and then the quarterback kind of bailed outside of us. You know, if we took one more step or we had our inside hand up and where we could have pressed the tackle a little bit more, you know, we could have came off of those things. But the way we were rushing didn't allow us to do some of that.
A level of concern with the linebacker depth at this point? I mean, with Chad still gone today and then Brandon and no Anthony.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're thin there, that's for sure.
What's your challenge for your defense this Sunday?
Really, it's to do all the things that we didn't do last week. You know, we didn't play smart in the critical areas. We weren't good in third downs. We didn't handle the screens. We didn't rush good. I mean, you know, there's so many things that we need to get better at. We didn't contest any balls, really. So there was so many things.
Is the anti-you, is that a good mix? I mean, do you balance each other out?
Maybe we'll both move to a little closer to get, you know, maybe I'll settle down and he'll get going. I don't know. I just want Teddy to be him, and I'm always going to be me. So, you know, that's one thing that the players, whether they like it or not, they know I'm going to be me. And they know that Teddy's going to be Teddy. So, good, bad, or indifferent.
What was the thinking on letting Ben Tate go and then bringing in Henry Josie?
You know, he didn't play last week, and we just figured it's time. We saw what we needed to see, and then we're ready to go.
What can you kind of say about him?
Excuse me?
Josie, what can you say about him?
Well, we just felt like he was we liked him coming out of college, and we felt like he was one of the better running backs on the practice squad that we could come in and take a look at and see his skill level and kind of go from there.
Up here, obviously, B-Rob.
Yeah, congratulations to him, too, by the way. He's a good guy. Just, you know, he's a good guy.
To you in this first season and kind of changing the defense, changing kind of maybe even the philosophy of the whole team?
You know, Brian, and I've never met Brian before I got here or anything like that, but I think he helped to kind of preach the message to, especially to the defensive players of what we're trying to get done. I asked him to change his game and a lot of things of what he did. For the betterment of the defense, he is a guy that I can go and talk to and ask him different questions about, you know, what his opinion is, what he thinks about, and I think those kind of guys are important when you first come into a place, and you know, he's been solid. I mean, and you know. Like, for instance, I talked to him about a couple things that he needs to do that he wasn't doing. He said, I got it. I'm going to fix it this week. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. And he's going to do whatever he can do to help in any way. Okay. Thank you.